In today's daf, which is Yud Aleph, we have a member of Shmuel. Hishkim Lishanos, he wakes up in the morning and he wants to study Torah. Ad Shelo Kara Kriyat Shma Tzarech Levarech. So this is the introduction to a very profound and complicated sugya called Birchas HaTorah. It's not a simple bracha. You know, other brachos, you know, we really have the pretty much have the mechanism down pat. I mean, the Gemara is going to talk about Basa Chasima when, you know, if he had a mistake and he thought he was drinking wine, so he started the bracha and he was going to conclude it with Baruch Pri Hagaf, and instead he found out that he's holding on to Shechar and it's not wine, and he caught himself right on time at the end of the bracha and he said Shakal Mi Abidvaro. But basically, the halachas of brachos, once you get the principles down pat, you know, it's relatively easy. When I say relatively, because in the case of Birkas HaTorah, the laws are that much more complicated. There's one bracha, there's another bracha, there's a third bracha. We don't know if the two brachas are smuch l'chavra to them, really one. We're not sure which is the Iker bracha. But more fundamentally, we don't know exactly the nature of the brachos. Is it a classic birchas mitzvah? And we know that every mitzvah requires a bracha. So Torah, no less than any other mitzvah, should require a bracha. But then we have a problem. Because if we assume that birchas HaTorah is a birchas mitzvah, then why do we have three brachas on Torah? We never found any other mitzvah that has three brachas. I mean, in the case of Ner Chanukah, on the first night, we have three brachas. That's because of Shekhiyonu. But on the mitzvah per se, we only have two brachos, and probably we only have one bracha in Chanukah. The second bracha has to do with the Nes and Hodol Nes. It's not because of the mitzvah Ner Chanukah. In fact, many poskim say that even if you don't have Neros and you cannot fulfill the mitzvah Ner Chanukah, you nevertheless recite Al Nisan. But here's a case of Talmud Torah, and you're making three brachas. What is that? Is that a birchas mitzvah on the mitzvah of Talmud Torah? Now, the plot goes thicker, because there's an entire siman in Shulchan Aruch HaRachayim which is dedicated to the laws of birchas HaTorah. That's siman mem zayin. And the Machaber Paskins in Shulchan Aruch, Noshim Mevarchos birchas HaTorah. Now, this is problematic, because it's the Torah says, V'shinantom levanecha. And what do we derive from the word levanecha? V'lo levnosecha. A woman is not obligated in the midst of Talmud Torah. No way, no how. So what sense do we make out of the Birchas HaTorah of an Isha? Again, everything is difficult under the premise that Birchas HaTorah is a Birchas HaMitzvah. Now, the Ashkenazim, I should say Ashkenazios, based on Rabbeinu Tam, will recite a bracha on a mitzvah that a woman is exempt from. But the Sfaradiot, based on the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, will never make a bracha on a voluntary mitzvah. And since Talmud Torah, as far as a woman is concerned, is at best a voluntary mitzvah, I'm not even sure if it's a voluntary mitzvah, because, as you'll see soon, the Gemara says that teaching a woman Torah is ki'ilu malam the tiflus. So how can you tell me that she makes Birchas HaTorah? I mean, it's certainly not a bracha on the chiyuv to learn Torah. That's for sure not a possibility. So the Beis Yosef raises this question in Siman Mem Zayin, and he quotes the Augur. The Augur is one of the late Rishonim. And he writes the Augur that even though they're not obligated in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, but nevertheless they are obligated in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. What does that mean? How can you say A and not A at the same time? So most of the Torah is not for them. But if they're learning that part of the Torah that's for them, meaning they're obligated in those mitzvos, and they have to know the dinim that apply to those mitzvos, then they're obligated to study the Torah. And the Achronim don't understand the Augur. The Beis Yosef seems to be very comfortable with the Augur, and he thinks that's the key, that's how we solve this puzzle. But the Gaon, the Vilna Gaon, and the Beis Halevi, and Reb Chaim, they all don't understand this Augur, because the Torah says, V'limanetem osam es b'neichem, V'lo b'noseichem we derive. So what are you telling me? They have a mitzvah Talmud Torah? They don't have a mitzvah Talmud Torah. Again, they have to learn that dinim. Why do they have to learn that dinim? Let's say, for example, a woman has to light Shabbos candles, correct? So she has to know the dinim. Is that a mitzvah Talmud Torah? when a woman learns the dinim of Ner Shabbos, is that a mitzvah Talmud Torah? Would you say? What would you say? It's a mitzvah of Shabbos. It's a mitzvah of Ner Shabbos, right? You follow what I mean? In other words, you can't be mekayim the mitzvah of Ner Shabbos unless you know the dinim. So she's going to study the dinim in order to fulfill the mitzvah. But that's built into the mitzvah. That's not a separate, independent mitzvah of Talmud Torah. And the Gemara says explicitly in Masechet Kiddushin, Isha Eina Mechuyevas L'Lamin Es Benot Torah. It says, V'limanetem Misha Mitzuva Lilmod Mitzuva L'Lamid. She's not obligated to study, and therefore she's not obligated to teach Torah. Well, that's not really true, because she's obligated, according to the Augur, to learn those dinim that apply to a woman. His Mamela, she would have to teach that part of the Torah. So imagine, how many mitzvahs in the Torah apply to women? Would you say it's a small bunch or it's a big bunch? How, again, I'm going to ask my question again until I get the right answer. Maybe you think I'm trying to trip you. How many mitzvahs in the Torah apply to women? A small number of mitzvahs or 90% of the Torah? Do you understand my point? There are a few mitzvahs that are what we call Zman Grama. But otherwise, women are obligated in the bulk of the right. mitzvahs. So if you would ask me how much time, according to the Augur, should a woman spend learning Torah, which he holds is the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, and she makes Birkas HaTorah, I would say endless. She'll never finish learning the dinim. It's impossible. Take, for example, Aruch Chaim. I would say that half of Aruch Chaim is applicable to women, if not most of Aruch Chaim. Even in Shabbos and Yontif, a woman is almost is virtually equal to a man. And even in the midst of Saseh, like Kiddush, we have Zochar Meshav V'Dibarech. By the end of the day, unless a woman has learned Mishnah Berurah cover to cover, she doesn't know what she's doing. Do you follow what I mean? So from the Augur's perspective, she is obligated to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah in most cases. Okay, let's take the mitzvah of Shofar. Maybe she doesn't have to learn Hilchah Shofar. I don't know. You have to figure that out, because the minhag is that women hear the Shofar. So if the Gemara says that who has to teach Torah, well, a woman doesn't have to teach her son Torah. Why? Because she doesn't have to learn Torah. That's not really true, according to the Augur. She does have to learn Torah. But the answer is that we don't accept the Augur. We believe that women, when they study the dinim, that's built into that particular mitzvah. That's a hachana or a hechsher for that mitzvah. And without a hechsher of knowing the dinim, you can't possibly fulfill the mitzvah. So that's what she's learning. She's not learning the Torah as Talmud Torah to fulfill the mitzvah of limanitem. Hence, she's not obligated to transmit the Torah to her children. And the Gemara says in Menachos that if you're doing a mitzvah as a hechsher mitzvah, is then you don't make a bracha. But if you're doing what's called a gemar mitzvah, which means you're completing a mitzvah, then you do make a bracha. So on a hechsher mitzvah, we don't make a bracha. A woman studying Torah is not a mitzvah Talmud Torah, because the Torah excluded women from Talmud Torah. A woman who's studying the dinim that she has to know, that's a hechsher mitzvah for those dinim, in order to implement those mitzvahs. And the Gemara says in Benachos, clearly, that on a hechsher mitzvah, there's no bracha. So we're still stuck with our original question, with the Beis Yosef raised, why does a woman recite Birchas HaTorah?
Is there a possibility that her saying Birchas HaTorah is for the learning that her husband does, that she's mezakeh to Mount Torah?
Again, you know, I wouldn't say that that's a bracha that she would make on a daily basis. For example, when the Shulchan Aruch paskins in Siman Mem Zayin that a woman makes Birchas HaTorah, it's not because she's sending her husband out to learn. Let's say she's not married. She doesn't have children, so she's not sending her sons out to learn. I mean, the Shulchan Aruch says blanket, uniform, all inclusive, a woman makes Birkas HaTorah.
See, don't they make a rigli on the word Vitzivanu?
So that's Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says that Vitzivanu means that Klal Yisrael are obligated. But that's not the Rambam. And we're talking about the Shulchan Aruch who accepted the Rambam. So, for example, Rabbeinu Tam has no problem with a woman who shakes a lulav or sits in sukkah and says Vitzivanu, but that's not for a follower of the Rambam. The Rambam would absolutely object to a woman making a bracha on a lulav or on sukkah or a shofar, because she's not obligated and she cannot say Vitzivanu. And if she would make a bracha, it would be a bracha of Atola. But there's one exception to that rule, and that's Birchas HaTorah. Woman's not obligated, she's making the bracha. Why? So let's take a look at a sugya in the Doron. On the bottom right, it's Daf Mem Ches Omer Aleph. Hamuder Hanoa Michavero Osur Likro Besvara Besifra. So let's say I take a neder, which is called Muder Hanoa, that I won't have any benefit, I won't enjoy any benefits from you. And from you means also from your possessions. That's called Muder Hanoa. Now you own a sefer, let's say you own a sefer Torah, and I want to study a parash in the Torah. Am I allowed to avail myself of your sefer Torah? Well, on the one hand, I'm getting benefit from your sefer Torah. But on the other hand, we have a principle called mitzos lav lehenos nitnu. So for example, in Muder Hanoa, if he wants to blow shofar for me, that's fine. If he wants to invite me into his sukkah for the mitzvah of sukkah, that's fine. Because mitzvah lav lehenos nitnu. Mitzvah is not called anor. So here too, if I'm reading from his sefer for the sake of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, we should apply the principle of mitzvah lav lehenos nitnu. So this kasha is asked by one of the Rishonim there in the Dorim. V'tirates, if you're up on the left, top left column, that here we cannot apply the principle of mitzvah lav lehenos nitnu. Why? Because mitzvah lav lehenos nitnu only applies to a mitzvah b'maisa. And therefore, if he's doing a maisa, is that maisa hanah, in which he's benefiting from the mudra hanah, or is it not? So the answer is, this maisa is called a maisa mitzvah. If it has a Torah's maisa mitzvah, then we apply the principle of mitzvah lav lehenos nitnu. But mitzvah limud, the study of Torah, is basically an intellectual pursuit of understanding the Torah. In that case, I'm not doing a maisa. There's no real action in Talmud Torah. Again, I may verbalize and read out and so forth and so on, but these are all arum and arum, as we say in Yiddish. These are all around, around, and around, but the real mitzvah is comprehending the Torah, to understand the truth of the Torah and delve into its meaning. Is therefore we cannot apply the principle of mitzvah lav lehenos nitnu, because you know the hanah itself is the hanah. You know, mitzvah lav lehenos nitnu means I can change the maisa, I can redirect the maisa, I can classify it and categorize it as a maisa mitzvah. It's not a maisa hanah. But in the case of the intellectual enjoyment and pleasure that I get from learning, where there's no maisa, there's no way of redirecting that and saying, well, it's a maisa mitzvah. So I'll give you an example. Let's say, all right, I don't want to, you know, this is a whole sugya unto itself. I don't know if I should get off on a tangent, but I'll just say this for myself, that there's a sugya about mudra adnomi ishto, whether he's mutter betashmish betos mitzvahs ona. And there we don't apply the principle of mitzvah and hennessness, because again, there the mitzvah is hanah. The tashmish itself, that's part of the mitzvah, that's essential to the mitzvah. Here too, in the study of Torah, the hanah, this is the introduction of the Igle Tal, the hanah itself is part of the mitzvah, pikuri Hashem Yishon mesamche lev, that's essential to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Okay, fine. So that's a Gemara in the Dharma. Now let's take a look at a Gemara here in Brachos at the beginning of Ketzed Mevarchim. Also, lo liyodim she yehenem in olam hazeh below bracha, kol anenem in olam hazeh below bracha ma. In other words, a person needs a bracha in order to be matir hana, because you're not allowed to benefit from this world until you make a bracha. That's your payment, so to speak. That's your pidyon. The world is hegdesh, and you have to be pulled to the hegdesh by reciting a bracha. God is compassionate, and He gives us the opportunity to recite a bracha and then enjoy the benefits of this world. Oh, could it be that Birchas HaTorah now takes on a whole different complexion? We thought that Birchas HaTorah is a bracha that you're making on the obligation to study Torah. Well, it shouldn't apply to women. But nein, Since the mitzvah of Torah is to intellectually comprehend the Torah and to benefit from the Torah and enjoy the Torah, that the Hanah is essential to the, inherent to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, then he needs a Birchas Hanenim. You know, sometimes I feel, in my own learning, just a personal observation, that I get such benefit from learning, I have to make a Birchas Hanenim. Sometimes you get more benefit, more geschmack from a good shtickel Torah than you get from eating a steak. I mean, that's hard to say, I mean, unless the steak was undercooked. I like it well done. But there's a geschmack in learning. My father said to the Rav once, that I enjoy your shiurim so much that I get physical pleasure from it. That's the ultimate of Torah, that we should get pleasure from the learning. And that Hanah requires a bracha called a Birchas Hanenim, otherwise known as a Birchas HaMatir. I'm not allowed to have the benefit from the Torah unless first I tell HaKadosh Baruch, I acknowledge that He gave me this, I praise Him for giving me this great Hanah, this great mitzvah of Hanah, or of eating a steak, which is a great Hanah, and only after I make that bracha can I be Nenim in Olam Hazeh. So it's possible, therefore, that we could understand the position or the relationship between a woman and the bracha of Torah in terms of the structure called Birchas HaNenim. Ulefi Zarei Osi Shaper, Hodekosim HaOgur, he wants to fit this into the Ogur. I don't think, honestly, that the Ogur had this in mind. But in and of itself, independently, it's a very good lumdish way of understanding why women have to recite Birchas HaTorah when they learn their dinim. And even if they're not learning their dinim, afagav she'enu mekayim mitzvos Talmud Torah, but nevertheless they're being nene, right? Or enu ela hechshav mitzvah, etc. Is at the end he says mikol makom chayavos levarech al Talmud Torah shalahem mitam birchas hanenim osolenos min olam hazeh lo bracha. And there are a whole bunch of assumptions here. Number one, he's assuming that Birchas HaTorah is a Birchas HaNenim. That's a radical chiddush. Number two, he's assuming for some reason that all three brachos are Birchas HaNenim. Why do you need three brachos for Birchas HaNenim? And a woman is going to make all three brachos. And number three, he's assuming that a woman who learns Torah is getting hanah from it. I don't know, you know, if a woman sits down and learns the dinim, I'm not exactly sure how much Pekudi Hashem Yishar Mesam Chilev. But again, you could always admit that she's getting some element of Simcha and Hanoah. And now he tells over a story. Well, we have to go? No, oh, you got to be nervous.
That when we break out the Torah, that we say, we say the psukim from Torah, Nach, Tzuvim, Mor, to be Yotzei, those deos. That
you only make a bracha on Torah Shmichsav, not on Shrush, right? That's the sugya here in bracha. I don't know if we'll get to that today, yeah, but that's the sugya here in bracha.
But just by reciting those psukim, I don't get
enough. Ah, I see. I hear what you're saying. That's another kasha. Again, he's not justifying all the different dinim. You understand what I mean? He's giving you a concept. He's saying that why are women obligated in these brachas? Because we classify these brachas as brachas on the hanah, and a woman gets the hanah from learning Torah. Again, how do you work that out with all the different details? Like, let's say, for example, I get no hanah from my learning, so I'm not going to make a bracha. Or like you say, I read these psukim afterwards, I read a Mishnah Peah. So he tells a story. Reb Chaim had a colleague by the name of Reb Eliyahu Baruch Kamoi. And they were once walking and talking and learning. So this gun, this genius by the name of Reb Eliyahu Baruch, stops dead in his tracks and he says to Reb Chaim, wait a minute, I haven't yet recited Birchas HaTorah. And if I didn't recite Birchas HaTorah, I'm not allowed to listen to your Divrei Torah. So Reb Chaim responded to him, what are you talking about? You don't have an Issa to learn Torah before Birchas HaTorah. But the din is that you have a Chiyuv Bracha. You know, you're obligated in the Bracha, and you'll fulfill that obligation, but don't tell me that it's awesome. So the Gevuras Yitzchak wants to suggest that what Rav Eliyahu Baruch had in mind was that Birchas HaTorah is a Birchas HaNenim. And the Torah and the Hanah that you get from Torah comes under the general rule of Kol Hanenim and Olam Haseb Lo Bracha Kilu Ma. And if you're going to be in violation of Me'ilah, like someone who eats an apple without making a bracha, then for sure you're not allowed to learn Torah and enjoy the benefits of Torah until you first make the bracha. But that would mean, by implication, that Reb Chaim never bought into this. Reb Chaim did not understand that Birchas HaTorah was a Birchas HaNenim, and that you have to be mati because you're not allowed to learn Torah without bracha. No. You have a chiyuv bracha, and it's mitzvah, and you're obligated to fulfill that mitzvah bracha. But it's not an Easter. Don't tell me it's a Birchas HaNenim, and that you have an Easter HaNoah.
Yeah, my point is, if you spend time learning Torah after reciting the Berachat Torah, then you can say it's Berachat.
But okay. like a bracha. So you're saying it depends on each situation, yeah, right?
That, but if you have this large chesek in between before you start learning, and you're going to tie it back to Berachat Torah.
So I'm asking you, Reuven, whose side are you on here? Are you agreeing with Reb Chaim, or are you agreeing with Rav Eliezer?
I do see both sides.
Oh, you see both sides. No, I thought you were agreeing with Reb Chaim, that this is not a Birchas HaNenim.
Yeah,
but again, Reuven, what you're doing, this is always my procedural problems, is that you're looking at reality and you're trying to interpret halacha. We're going to try to interpret halacha and then look at reality. You follow me? So in your reality, you're right. You know, till I get around to getting hanoah, I don't get hanoah, I do get hanoah. You know, you could ask him 50 million questions, but leave out the reality of it. Just in abstract conceptual worlds, could it be that because the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, which we saw in Masechta Nedarim, is a mitzvah of hanoah, it's a mitzvah of Pikudei Hashem, of simcha, that Torah study, no less than eating an apple, requires a Birchas HaNenim. Could you hear such a thing? Leave out reality. Forget about reality. You're now living up on the top of Mount Sinai. You know, 40 days and 40 nights with Moshe Rabbeinu. That'd be a cool thing. I'm going to escort Moshe Rabbeinu up the mountain, right? No one was allowed up the mountain. Yeshua was at the feet of that. In that abstract world, could you hear, that's called the Yiddish Deher, that Hanas Torah is no less than Hanas Chai Olam. And therefore, if in Chai Olam you need a bracha to be Mater Hanoah, otherwise you're a Moel, how much more so the Hanoah, which is such a profound Hanoah of studying Torah, requires a bracha? Can you hear such a thing? Reb Chaim is not of that opinion. Reb Chaim held that there's a Chiyuv bracha, but it's not an Isur. In other words, you know, if you want to postpone your bracha until after you do some learning for some very important reason, because you know we have 5 minutes to talk before we part ways, so Rav Chaim has something to tell Rav Eliezer Baruch, and every second counts, so we're not going to take a hefsek here. So Rav Chaim said, that's fine. You'll get around to Birchas HaTorah. You know, when you get your opportunity, your moment, and you're not urgently involved in something else, you'll recite Birchas HaTorah, you'll recite your mitzvah. But don't tell me you're not allowed to learn without reciting the bracha. For Vada Weisman, who told you that Birchas HaTorah is a Birchas HaNenim? It's a svara, and it's a very radical svara, and it's a possibility. But Rav Chaim said, the burden of proof is on you. I'm not going to assume that it's a Birchas HaNenim. Where do we see a Birchas HaNenim here in Birchas HaTorah?
The brachot align with Birchas HaNenim more so than the brachot. We don't say a sheker shanu b'mitzvah tavi tzibon. We don't as a brachot mitzvah.
We do or we don't. I mean, the first of the three brachas. Right, so it gets complicated because, again, as I said at the outset, the reason why Birchas HaTorah is so complicated is because there's no less than Ein Tzvei Drei. You know, the three brachas. And the first bracha sounds like a classic Birchas HaMitzvah, Asher Kitshana Mitzvosav. Again, whether it's Lasok V'Divrei Torah, Al Divrei Torah, you know, which of those Nuschos, you know, the Ashkenazim, the Sfaradim, you know, are you trying to incorporate even your Maisa Mitzvah, not just your study of Torah, etc., etc.? But the other two brachas, I mean, clearly are not Birchas HaMitzvah. So let's focus our attention on the other two brachas for a moment. Now the first bracha is a Birchas HaMitzvah. We're really stuck, unless we accept the augur that a woman has a mitzvah of Talmud Torah, at least vis-a-vis Hadina. But if we don't accept that augur and we say it's only a Hechshav mitzvah and she's not obligated in Talmud Torah at all, so we're really stuck how a woman can make that first bracha. But let's go on to the second bracha and the third bracha. Now, I'm not sure. The second bracha starts with a bakasha and it ends with a chasim of shevach v'odoya. So that's complicated in and of itself. V'arevna Hashem, it's different. But then we thank Hashem, I'm alamei Torah li'am Yisro, which is shevach. So that's complicated. Pasach b'bakasha v'siyim v'odoya. And then we get to the third bracha, which is a pure birchas shevach v'odoya. That God, you have chosen us as a people, you gave us the Torah. But it could be, Rabbosai, that Birchas HaNenim itself is really a Birchas HaShevach. Meaning, under what circumstances the Torah said you paid up and you're allowed to benefit from this world. It's not Me'ilu, you paid your dues. When you're Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch for giving you and granting you the opportunity to have that Hanoah. So maybe the third bracha of Birchas HaTorah is a thanks to Hashem who gave us the Torah and made the Torah available to us in such a way that we can benefit from the Torah. So we're enjoying the benefits of the Torah, the Hanoah, and now we're praising Hashem, and that's a Birchas HaNehanim. Again, I emphasize that even a Birchas HaNehanim is essentially a Birchas Shevach Vodah, but it's a Shevach Vodah, the purpose of which is to be Matir. And we could theoretically apply that to the study of Torah. And if so, we can apply it to a woman as well, because a woman, no less than a man, should acknowledge God's greatness that He gave us the opportunity to be Nana, to enjoy His Torah. Okay, we do have a few more minutes, correct? My problem is that I need some hot water. So let me take a little bit of a break. Now, Reuven, you mentioned this sugya that's in today's daf about Mikra, Mishnah, Gemara, Medrash, Talmud. And the Gemara has various opinions. We pass like Rava, that's the last opinion. The Gemara that you make a bracha on any of the above and all of the above, right? And that's how the Shulchan Aruch Paskins here in Sima Mem Zayin. Yesh La'ayin. Here you want to flip the page to the other side. Let's say a woman would study Torah that has no relevance to her. She's not obligated in that mitzvah at all. Would she recite a Birchas HaTorah? So let's just think about it. If we classify Birchas HaTorah on the mitzvah, then even according to the Augur, in this case she would not make a bracha because she clearly has no obligation. It's not a din that's relevant to her. So let's say, for example, if she were learning the dinim of Bal Takif, which means you're not allowed to cut your beard. A woman's allowed to cut her beard. So that mitzvah has no application to her. I mean, you could always ask, but maybe she has to know the dinim so she knows that her son is not allowed to cut his beard. You know what I'm saying? So maybe we'll talk about kodshim, but then again, maybe a woman does have shaychus to kodshim. I mean, it's complicated to come up with a mitzvah that women are completely excluded from. But let's say mitzvah seishas man grum. Oh. But if we hold like Rav Elia Baruch, meaning that we're talking about a birchas hanenim and us liyodim lehenos, so even if it's not one of adinim, she would still recite that bracha. So he wants to say that this depends upon a certain Shagas Aryeh. Have you heard of the Shagas Aryeh? Yeah? How many centuries ago did he live? Anybody know? 2 centuries ago. He was a very interesting dude, the Shagas Aryeh, besides being a genius of geniuses. They say about the Shagas Aryeh, he used to carry around his own utensils all over Europe, wherever he went. He would not eat from anyone's utensils. You know why? Because of Chadosh. He held that there's an Isur Chadosh in Chutzlar. And he held that Chadosh is even Oser Bliya Bekelim, which is itself a big, big Chadosh. Anyway, he writes, Chayav Adam Lasok B'Divrei Torah B'Yontif. Yontif is a very good time that's dedicated to the study of Torah, and you're obligated to do so because of the principle called Chetzio Lachem and Chetzio Lashem. You split your day. So you have to eat your meals and enjoy Yontif, but at the same time you have to dedicate some time to the study of Torah. And that's derived in the Gemara Psachim Samach Tes from an apparent contradiction of 2 psukim. One pasuk says, Atzeres Lashem Elokecha, means a day dedicated to God, to worship of God, to Torah, and to Tefillah. The Kosovich says, Atzeres Yelochem, it's for you. And the answer is, Chalkeu, you split the day. Chetzi Lashem, Chetzi Lachem. Now, Why does the Gemara need to prove, based on this pasuk of Chetzil Hashem, that you're obligated to learn Torah on Yom Tov? Forget about it. I have another way of deriving that same conclusion, says the Shagas Arya. Okay, we'll talk about davening too, but I'm talking now about Talmud Torah, that you have special obligation to study Torah. Says the Shagas Arya, typically I can derive it from the mitzvah of Simcha, because we said that that essentially studying Torah is Pikudei Hashem Yishar Mesam Chilev is Simcha, and there's a mitzvah Simcha and Yantiv. So the mitzvah Simcha is Yantiv should obligate me to study the Torah. Lo Kasha Midi says, Ilav Haikrof, not for this Pasuk Hava, meaning the Afagav de Mechuya Biyantiv, Bechol Mini Smachos, Vidiri Torah Bechlal, Afilu Hachi. Nevertheless, he doesn't have to necessarily learn Torah. He says, "Bain Rav, Bain Miat Sagile." In other words, he does a little bit. So, Torah is one of many, many different simchas, many different modes or avenues of simcha. There's no specific obligation necessarily to study Torah as long as I'm involved in simcha. I can express my simcha and achieve my simcha in many, many other different ways. And therefore, Sagi lehu im esamech esatzma b'ahen, and any of those other ways, there are many alternatives, afilu b'zman mu'ad, even if he dedicates only a certain amount of time. So now we want to say two, we want to derive two things from this pasuk of what does it say there in the pasuk? It says, atzeres l'Hashem Elokech. L'Hashem Elokecha. So what are we deriving L'Hashem Elokecha? That you have to dedicate half your day to L'Hashem Elokecha, and you have an obligation to study Torah. So that mode of achieving Simcha is obligatory. It's not just one of many different alternative options. Says the Shagas Aryeh, Mikol Mokom Ani Mili La'anoshim. A man is obligated in the mitzvah of Simcha on Yontif, and therefore he's obligated in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. The Simcha le'ish, b'mane piv shel Talmud Torah, yesh lo Simcha, b'mesh osik b'tor mekayim mitzvahs ha'mokom, b'mitzvah ha'chaviva u'shkul lefnei ha'mokom, k'degi kol ha'mitzvah, v'noshim einim chayoves b'talmud Torah, ein lehem yishum Simcha klal. So the Shagas Aryeh assumes that although a woman might not be obligated in the mitzvah of Simcha, but that she definitely could fulfill the mitzvah of Simcha, and if her Talmud Torah is mesamech her, then l'chor she achieves Simcha. Comes along the Shagas Aryeh, he says, no, ein bohem mishum Simcha. In other words, according to the Shagas Aryeh, there are two elements that are interdependent, hava hatalia. One is the chiyuv Talmud Torah, the other is the Simcha of Talmud Torah. And if women are not obligated in the chi of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, then that's not called simcha. Again, even they may enjoy it. You could read a novel and enjoy it, but that's not a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. That's not what we call simcha. So the only simcha al pidin is a simcha that's generated by the chi of a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. But it's clear one thing you have to derive from the Shagas Aryeh, that women, even if they study Torah, They have no mitzvah of Torah study. And if they have no mitzvah of Torah to study, therefore it's a fact that their simcha is not called a simcha. Call it a mundane, everyday simcha, but it's not a simcha shel Torah, because simcha shel Torah, according to Shagas Aryeh, depends upon the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. And women are not included in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, hence therefore they don't have the simcha of Torah study, according to the Shagas Aryeh. And if a woman doesn't have the simcha of Talmud Torah, then she certainly would not make a bracha on the Torah, even if you classify and accept Rav Elia Baruch's chiddush that the mitzvah of Birchas HaTorah is a Birchas HaNenim that you recite on the simcha of learning Torah, but that doesn't apply to a woman. Ulam, however, Hecha Shlomed Es Dinim Shalahem. Now, if you go with the augur that they have an obligation to study their own dinim that are relevant to them, is kevan shechayaves lilmod ha dinim shalah, is hach limud misameach osan, and then you could accept Rav Elia Baruch that Birchas HaTorah is a Birchas HaNena, because now the Halacha recognizes her Hanah as a Hanah, because she is obligated in Talmud Torah according to the Agur vis-a-vis those dinim that she has to fulfill. But if we don't accept Rav Elia Baruch, if we assume that her study of the dinim is only a hechsher mitzvah for that mitzvah, but it's not what? It's not a mitzvah Talmud Torah, then there's no simcha, and hence it couldn't be a birchas hanenim. And he concludes this presentation by saying the following. K'mochein b'yontif yeshlom shechayovos lilmo dinim shelhem keimon shalimud misameach osan l'man diyom enoshim chayovos b'mitzvah simcha b'yontif. So if we assume a woman has the mitzvah of simcha, I don't know if she's obligated in simcha per se, but she has a kiyum mitzvah of simcha, and if she has a fulfillment of the mitzvah of simcha on yontif, then she could have that simcha according to the Agur through Talmud Torah by learning Hadinim, because Talmud Torah brings simcha when you're obligated in Talmud Torah. And if the Agur is right that she's obligated to learn her own dinim, hence she'll achieve simcha. And now she's obligated to the mitzvah of simcha, so it's not that she has many different options.
Can she fulfill it with Basar
V'Yayin? No, because we're saying Chetzi Lashem. So the right, what was the Shagzari Chiddush? Why do we need Chetzi Lashem? Why don't you just use V'samachta V'chagecha? The answer is because you have many different options, and Talmud Torah is one option amongst many, and you don't have to avail yourself of that option. But now that it says Chetzi Lashem, it's generating a separate chiyuv of simcha within the framework of Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah now becomes the means to fulfill simcha. If you assume A and B, A that a woman is obligated in simcha yontif, hence she's included in Chetzi Lashem, and B, that a woman is obligated in Talmud Torah based on the Agur, if she's learning her dinim, then she now becomes obligated in Talmud Torah because she's obligated in the mitzvah of Simcha. And how will a woman fulfill her mitzvah of Talmud Torah on Yontif? By learning those dinim that are relevant to her. So on Yontif, we want the women to learn, let's say it's Sukkos, I would say, give her a syllabus of learning the halachas of matzah. Have you ever learned the halachas of matzah, by the way? Very complicated. I once saw a matzah that had a bubble in it. It's a whole siman in Shulchan Aruch, whether it's matzah or it's chametz. Matzah is not easy. So we'll give her Ner Yontif. You know, let her learn the laws of Ner Yontif. Let her learn the laws of Simcha B'yontif, because we're holding like that mind the other that she's chayav in Simcha. So this is really cool. She could be mekayim the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif by learning the dinim of Simchas Yontif, because since she's obligated according to the Agur in the mitzvah Talmud Torah of learning dinim that she's relevant to, and she's obligated in Simchas Yontif, hence she could achieve Simchas Yontif by learning the dinim of Simchas Yontif.
Thirty
days before the Chag is a separate Takanas Chachamim. I wouldn't say it's a Kiyum of Simcha. But let's say she attends the Drasha of the Rav. Now again, today's Drashas are a little different, but back in the day of the Gemara, the Drasha was about the Dinim of the, you know, what does it say? Hilchas Chag B'Chag. So she should learn the Hilchas Chag. Now if the Rebbe decides, Kapsa, he says, I'm giving a shiur about Simchas Yontif. How do you fulfill the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif? So is she obligated to go? Well, that depends on whether she's obligated in Simcha. If she's obligated in Simcha, she's obligated in Torah. And if she's obligated in Simcha, then her Torah is the Torah that she's obligated in. Hence, she's obligated to hear the drasha about Dinei Simchas Yontif. If you follow that. Okay, Rabbi Osai. Let's make a note of where we got to. Again, you know, I'm always interested in keeping up with the daf, but you know, this is a really profound sugya. So I don't know.
So the hine on the bottom.
Yeah.